I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Richard Russo has been one of my favorite authors for a long time. I started with Straight Man, a comic look at life in the English department of a rural New England college. As an English professor, I laughed and cried with tears of joy and sorrow as Russo exposed the peculiarities of my profession. I knew many of his characters as colleagues of my own. Of course, Russo is most well known for his stories of decaying towns in the Rust Belt of the U.S. Several of these novels, including Nobody's Fool and Empire Falls, have been made into successful movies. Empire Falls won 2 Golden Globes, along with other awards and nominations, including a Pulitzer Prize for the author. All these stories are tales of ordinary, hardworking people who overcome serious difficulties in their struggles through life. Russo's recently published memoir, Elsewhere, sheds a bright light on the origin of many of these characters. Russo grew up in the mill town of Gloversville, New York, famous for its gloves. As has frequently been the case, the labor was sent overseas and the mills closed. The town was left with poverty, unemployment, and a host of medical problems resulting from working around the chemicals used in tanning the leather and the dust as a byproduct of glove making. Elsewhere focuses on Russo's mother and their relationship. His father left the family early on and apparently played only a little role in the young boy's life. Richard struggled to understand and cope with the mental illness of his mother. His youth was filled with books and a wide variety of interests. He even flirted with a career in archaeology. In the prologue, Russo writes, "What follows in this memoir, I don't know what else to call it, is a story of intersections, of place and time, of private and public, of linked destinies and flawed devotion. It's more my mother's story than mine, but it's mine too, because until just a few years ago, she was seldom absent from my life. It's about her character, but also about where she grew up, fled from, and returned to again and again, about contradictions she couldn't resolve and so passed on to me, knowing full well I'd worry them much like a dog worries a bone, gnawing, burying, unearthing, gnawing again, until there's nothing left but sharp splinters and bleeding gums." Obviously, I could never hope to explain this heartwarming yarn of growing up in the Northeast as well as Russo does here. If you've never read Russo, I think Elsewhere will provide a solid foundation for understanding his novels, and those are a real treat for anyone interested in fine literary fiction. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. You'll find the Contact Us link on the homepage of kwbu.org.